Yes, you're listening to WKCR FM New York. Time is 8 o'clock straight up. My name is Carter Van Pelt. I'll be with you until 10 this morning. We are sadly acknowledging the passing of one of the great figures in Jamaican popular music, Mikey Dread, as a DJ, a performer, and a producer, but almost more importantly than all those things, as an ambassador spreading the music internationally, at the same time as Bob Marley. Through his collaboration with The Clash, he did so much to break the thing open. But I won't go on and on about that. We're going to listen to some more of his vocal cuts here as we move past the 8 o'clock hour, and have a very special guest coming into the studio who will be selecting a lot of the music after he gets here, and that's photographer David Corio, expecting him here any minute, so stay tuned for that. And we're going to move forward with the Mikey Dread Memorial in its third hour now, and I want to thank Jing for playing the first 2 hours of the program, which was pre-produced. First hour covering productions by Mikey Dread, Dread of the Control of Productions, and now the second hour was vocals by Mikey Dread, and we're going to continue in that vein. You just heard Roots and Culture. Now we're going to check Rootsman, Revival, Warrior Stiley, Step by Step, Voice of Jah, and Money Friend. Again, you're listening to WKCR-FM New York.
This one will educate, inform, and inspire. Sounds from the Ethiopian Empire.
Yeah. This is a sound I call the Rootsman Redemption. Come a higher man. Rootsman Redemption. Come a higher man. This is a Rootsman Redemption. Yeah. So we stepping out of Babylon in a Jaja land. In a Jaja land, from the purest man. They step back from Mr. Wicked Man. So me step back with your plan. And no trouble Rasta Man. No trouble Rasta Man, cause him no trouble no one. This is a Rootsman Revival. Ain't until you say I don't want no tribal. Wow! I step back with your enemy. The Rootsman Redemption. Whoa! I say we stepping out of Babylon in a Jaja land. Cause in a Jaja land we know we're living as one. And Zion is the land where I want to go. Zion is the land where the milk and honey flow. It's the Rootsman Redemption. I come here, I am man. Rootsman Redemption. I come here, not to dread. Come back, we stepping out of Babylon. Me put the pit in a Zion. Jaja land in from the purest man. Me say fee back with Mr. Wicked Man. Back with your plan and a trouble rest man. And it's a Rootsman Revival. And so me tell you see I don't want no tribal. And so me tell you see I don't want no enemy. And I tell you see I can't take the enemy. Stepping out of Babylon. Babylon in a Jaja land. In a Jaja land, I know we live in as one. And Zion is the land where I want to go. Zion is the land where the milk and honey flow. And it's the Rootsman Redemption. I come out, I am man. Rootsman Redemption. I come and I teach it. Go make we rally round the walls of Babylon. Go make we fall down the walls of Babylon. Down the walls of Babylon, mash down the walls in a Babylon. That's how we step it out of Babylon in a Jaja land. Cause in a Jaja land, I find the right.
Them come for rock all the brother in a cap, and some is that they keep on rocking every day. These are the iPhone styling, styling. These are the iPhone styling. Don't in a 81 styling, styling. Don't in a 81 styling. Jaja make you love, and Jaja make you love, and Jaja make you keep on loving every day.
When Marcus did say, we must leave here someday. Wicked, you know, you can't get away. We go
forward,
we go
forward.
We're going to hold Jaja hand.
Israel.
Forward,
stay forward, forward and stay away. This music come from rock, all the brother in our heart. As long as they keep on rocking every day. This music come
every
day. Wow! These are the warriors styling, styling. These are the warriors styling. Judge yourself in dub. Jam music make you dub. Jam music make you keep on dubbing every day. Me no matter if you rich, me no matter if you poor. And I saw me say we keep on knocking at the door.
We have to leave here someday. We can, you can't get away. No, who
can never?
Cause we've got to meet on His Majesty's feet. We will be there. Jah will take care. We're going, and we're going. We're going to hold that.
Bang bang bang,
we're moving.
Bang bang,
and we're moving.
Bang bang,
we're moving through the land.
This a rhythm come from rock, all the daughter in a frog. And some is they be keep on rocking every day. This a rhythm come from rock, all the daughter with them heart. And some is they be keep on rocking every day. This a rhythm come from rock, all the brother in a cap. And some is they be
when Marcus did say we must leave here someday. Wicked, you know, you can't get away. We're going to hold Jaja.
How great thou art, thou King of Earth. Hear my cry in the land of my birth.
your word. From Genesis to Exodus to Revelation, on the deep initiation. At the on the deep initiation. Jaja is the savior and the emperor. Only Rasta know the voice of Jah. I said I worship the Father, I worship the Son. The one I worship most is the Holy Ghost. Only Rasta know the voice of Jah. I tell you, only Rasta know the voice of Jah. Jude was once a fallen, and if Inaki is a righteous Jude, if Inaki is a conscious Jude, spoken calling her own name to the Jaja word, from Genesis to Exodus to Revelation.
Sounds from Mikey Dread, called Voice of Jah. You're listening to WKCR FM New York. Time is 8:22, and today, for the first two hours and change here on Reggae Rhythms, we are having a memorial for Mikey Dread. And my name is Carter Van Pelt. I'm joined by a very special guest this morning, David Corio. He's not here because of Mikey Dread's passing, but David was a long time, he's from London, but a long time New York resident who's back in town for a week. And David is a gifted photographer, someone who's documented reggae from the late 70s to the present, and I'm an admirer of his work. And David, thanks for coming into the studio today. You brought a lot of music that we're going to get to in a minute, but welcome to the show and welcome back to the city.
Great, thanks. Nice to see you again, Carter.
So today we were talking off mic a second ago about Mikey Dread, and I had one of my regular listeners, Denny, called in, and he offered his, he's Jamaican, he offered his perspective. He hadn't heard that Mikey passed. Mikey passed a week ago today, and he remembers the Dread at the Controls radio show on JBC and how important that was, that ran for a couple years through 1978, I believe, and it was an overnight program. As I understand it, I hope I have my facts straight, JBC didn't have any programming from midnight to 5 in the morning, and he convinced them to let him come on the air and do his thing. And that this was significant at the time, because I think a lot of people don't realize that reggae had kind of a fight to get on the air in Jamaica because of its sort of social position. And so it was a big deal when there was this big block of time dedicated, a Rasta selecting everything. And Mikey had great taste and phenomenal connections with everyone in the business. So a lot of exclusive, exceptional material, well selected. It was a great radio program.
Yeah. I think as well, because, you know, Jamaican radio up until that time, they were, you know, as much would be playing, you know, general R&B, sort of pop hits, country.
Sure.
And, you know, reggae.
Jazz.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And reggae wasn't really, you know, getting on the airwaves that much. So it was certainly revolutionary, you know, for its time.
Absolutely. And it was through the radio program, we surmised, that The Clash found out about Mikey Dread, sought him out. And he ended up producing 6 tracks on their Sandinista album, and when they went to Jamaica, recorded at Channel One, and then he toured with them. So through The Clash, Mikey had some international exposure, and then he sort of leveraged that into doing more productions for Dread at the Controls, And he also narrated and had a role in a very important documentary series called Deep Roots Music that you may be familiar with.
Right. Yeah. It was a real sort of groundbreaking music program in England. Well, it was shown in England anyway.
Yeah.
But it was I think, you know, he had such a distinctive voice as well that mm-hmm. it was like you immediately knew who he was.
Yeah,
you know, be it on the radio or his music, which you know, that always stands for a lot, I think.
It does. Identity.
Yeah,
is important.
Yeah.
Distinct identity. So let's listen to a couple more cuts here by Mikey Dread, and then David has graciously, he's going to share some of the music out of his collection, which I'm sure has been amassed over 25, 30 years.
Yeah, at least.
And he has some of that with him today, which we will enjoy going up through 10 o'clock, and I'm going to really turn the selection over to him after I round out the Mikey Dread Memorial. So stay tuned. You're listening to WKCR FM New York. And we're going to hear a very strange Mikey Dread track here called Home Guard. And this one is produced by Lee Scratch Perry. And when I first listened to this, I was trying to figure out if I had the speed wrong, what was going on with this thing. But it's just, you know, it's one of those Lee Scratch Perry approaches, and I believe a pretty early Mikey Dread cut. I'm not exactly sure the date of it. But this is Mikey Dread, Michael Campbell on WKCR FM New York.
A good control.
We have to that good man.
What do you think, Mac?
Here I and I fire, O Jah Rastafari, and let I and I cry, come unto thee. Hide not thy face from I and I in thee when I and I in trouble. Incline thine ear unto I in the day when I call, answer I speedily.
Oh God, let me come out of my yard. Oh God, let me know you were born. You're not the red scene and you're not the blue sea. So that simply means you are in between. Yeah. As if this thing nobody come leaving me. As of me tell you, me ya Jaja bless me. As of me say, me ya Jaja bless me. Yeah, mak me say me sit down on my yard and I play tree yard. And you came my home yard, I come in on my yard with the big ass station dog. As of me with the big ass station dog. They see the dog start to bark and me have to run through the dark. Escape like a hawk and the dog still a bark. They be foot them light like a hawk. And then I saw me run through the dark. Oh God, say me come out of my yard. Oh God, me say me know you a fraud. You not a soldier and you not a police. And you came out of the yard, a dolly to the yard, with a big ass station dog. As a with a big ass station dog. He does not fly to the dog and does not fly like a hawk. The dog still a bark, they couldn't stop walk. They ma run until them tumble down. They ma run until them tumble down.
The Blue Rhythm Band. Right now we're gonna do one from an album called World War III, and World War III was mixed by that engineer there called Mr. Maxi Mackenzie, right? Let's hear it. Yeah, we have the same team right here today. This one called Break Down the Walls. Hold it. All right, jack up. What? All right. So the man say we got to really make it short. All right, we're gonna do one from the album called Pave the Way. Seen? And this one's a sing along. You can all join in and try and sing. And if you sound good, I'll put you in a recording studio and make your own music. Right?
Right.
Roberto. We'll be right back.
out here, beautiful as you. One love, love yourself, one love, guidance. Stand by for much more music, but in the meantime, from me and on behalf of Aura International Production, please flash 1985 Festival in Catalina. My DJ says, go to the same to keep on rocking for the scene.
Mikey Dread live in concert with the Blue Rhythm Band in Catalina on Catalina Island in 1985. An interesting performance there and unreleased. And many thanks to Duck from Blue Rhythm for providing that segment. And David Corio is my guest in the studio today. My name is Carter Van Pelt. And as we're going to wrap up the Mikey Dread memorial here with one more track. Johnny from Good Records loaned me quite a rare album called Badman Posse, a Junior Mervin album that Mikey Dread produced. It was released in 1982, has yet to see reissue on LP or CD, but Johnny at Good Records was very kind to loan it for the show today. So we'll wrap up the Mikey Dread Memorial with this track, and then David Corio is going to select most of the rest of the show, if not all. And David, again, great to have you here on a wintry...
Early morning for me.
Early morning for you. I've actually started to really enjoy getting up at 6 o'clock. I never thought I would say that.
I thought there was only a 6 p.m., to be honest. But...
No, we're solid for right now. So, again, David Corio will be selecting the show after the Junior Mervin track, and we're going to hear the first track that he has picked is a Horace Andy tune called
Babylon System.
Babylon System. It'll be after this Junior Mervin. You're listening to WKCR FM New York Reggae every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. My name's Carter Van Pelt.
The way the police look at you, thinking you're at ease. Only the love of God make you exist. Got to overcome this struggle through the Babylon system. Oh, believe me. Don't want to live by the gun. Got to keep the struggle to overcome these trials and crises. Thinking what to do today, this Monday morning. The Babylon system. Tell the people, get up in the morning. The first thing I do is smoke a spliff. Yeah, show the powers of the Almighty. I keep living. Through the powers, I keep living. Ooh, I tell you what, got to keep the struggle. Got to live. Got to keep the struggle. Got to live. Ooh, this Monday morning. Life is so shitty to the Babylon system. Don't know what to do on this Monday morning. Gotta smoke my spliff and eat my orange. Oh yeah, got to live. Got to live. Got to live. Got to live.
get away with it, cuz we don't like it. Get away with it, cuz move your cuss in the morning, cuss in the evening, cuss at night time too. Cuss. Oh yeah, I just can't keep up with it. Yeah. Get away with it, cuz we don't want it. Get away with it, cuz we don't like it. Get away with it, cuz, move your cuz in your heart, cuz abroad, cuz everywhere you go. Cuz. Oh yeah, I just can't keep up with it. Get away with it, cuz, we don't want it. No. Get away with it, cuz, we don't like it. Get away with it, cuz, move ya, move ya, move ya, get away, get away, oh, cuz in the morning, cuz in the evening, cuz at night time too, cuz, oh yeah, I just can't keep up with it. Get away with it, cuz we don't want it. Get away with it, cuz we don't like it. No. Get away with it, cuz move ya, move ya, move ya. Get away, oh yeah. Get away, yeah. Oh yeah. Move ya, move ya. Get away.
Watch this, rolling, rolling. Thank you.
before us Sleepy Andy with Cuss Cuss on WKCR FM New York. My name's Carter Van Pelt. I'm joined in the studio by David Corio, who is a gifted photographer. You've probably seen his photographs in any number of contexts, either on reggae album covers or in magazines or in galleries, possibly. And he is also, you can't really be a photographer of musicians without being a music lover. And so David, as a reggae lover growing up in London and being exposed to the music, has he has a passion for it and has collected a lot of music and is sharing it with us today. And David, glad to have you here. Do you want to give us a little context for the first two selections?
Yeah, the first track, Babylon System, the Horus tune, that was on an album called Showcase. It came out on Tads, I think it was.
Yeah, Tads.
Yeah, what, 78, 79? Might have been a bit later.
It could have been 80, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a great album. You don't see it around too often, but it's got some really good, you know, very sort of dready tunes on it. And then that second one was a 12-inch disco, came out of England, produced by Blacker Dread. So one of the many versions of Cuss Cuss that Horace did mm-hmm. over the years. But I like that machine gun break in the middle as well, just to add a bit of spice to it anyway. So
David, growing up in London, you had, other than someone who grew up in Kingston, Jamaica, you were in a privileged location to hear Jamaican music in a formative stage, not in the formative stage of the music industry. If you were a little older, you could have been exposed to that, but really when it was had its full head of steam in the 70s, you were right there when the sound systems in England were breaking it out, and you mentioned that you were a follower of Ja Shaka.
Right.
And tell me about your memories of your early connections and really realizing how great this music is, how much you love it.
Right, yeah. Well, I was at college actually in Gloucester, out of London, from like 76 to 78, but it's got a big Jamaican sort of population there, so you'd get a lot of sound systems coming through. And Shaka would be a sort of regular performer there and in Bristol nearby. And it was quite a mind-blowing experience for me, I must say. You know, I'd seen, you know, the odd sound system before, but Shaka in particular was something, you know, really unique. It was, you were just sort of surrounded by sort of speakers, probably, you know, 12, 14 foot high. Mm-hmm. And it was more, you know, you felt it as much as hearing it. It was, you know, your stomach would be like sort of vibrating. I remember my kneecaps vibrating, you know. It was like, certainly, you know, a full-on experience anyway.
Total immersion.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it would never really get going until about 1 o'clock or so in the morning, and it would be a sort of build-up that would, you know, really start sort of peaking around sort of 3 or 4 or so. So I do remember 6 a.m. because I remember coming out many a times later than that, you know. But it was a great, you know, sort of learning experience, because he had, you know, some of the best sort of dub plates, certainly, you know, if you're into sort of heavy roots anyway, and, you know, quite unique. So, and he'd have various people, you know, sort of chatting on the sound with him. He'd, you know, do his own bit with lots of sirens wailing and everything. But I saw Horace Andy actually chatting on Shaka's sound. And
what other artists do you remember on the scene?
Johnny Clark, Big Youth, Burning Spear, actually.
You're kidding.
Did, and I asked Spear about that, and he claimed that he didn't. And it was like, well, I saw you in North London.
Wow.
But only short, you know, just a couple of songs. But, you know, people would just pass through, you know, which was always, you know, nice sort of, wow, wasn't expecting that, you know. So always good. So, yeah, so this next tune, this is a Ja Shaka tune, Revelation 18, which it was quite a, it was sort of one of his anthems, I guess, certainly, you know, sort of growing up, probably in 1980, 81, something like that. So it was, he was always, you know, heavy on the bass and would sort of cut down to, you know, real minimal stuff. I don't think his vinyl really sort of captures him at his best. If you can pick up a live, you know, cassette or whatever of some of his shows, that's, you know, some of the best ways of really hearing what it's about. But this tune's a goodie anyway.
It's interesting. I mean, not to digress too much, but it's the hardest thing to communicate and about this music is that it's a sound system music. You know, it was recorded to sound best that way, and until you really hear it that way, you're not quite hearing it
right. No,
right, and you know, here we are doing a radio program, and so, you know, listening to reggae on the radio is it's nice. It's one way to do it, but again, it's really it's not the context that this music was originally recorded for.
Right. Yeah.
When I was in Jamaica 3 weeks ago, I had some time to kill on my way to Kingston because I took a flight over from Montego Bay. And I went and I just sat on the side of the street near Sam Sharp Square, and there was a sound system strung up, massive, and they were playing some Burning Spear, and it was like I'd never heard it before.
Well,
some studio
yeah.
and stuff. I was totally familiar with the recording,
right.
but I felt like I had never heard it before because
yeah.
it was so powerful. It was just like it was enormous.
Right,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And that's the trick to this music. It has its own context that you never want to forget.
Right, no, definitely, yeah.
yeah. You're hearing the voice of David Corio, my guest on Reggae Rhythms this morning. My name's Carter Van Pelt. Reggae every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. It is 8:59 right now, and we're going to move into the next hour of selections by David Corio. As he said, we've got Josh Shaka coming up, and we'll be back to talk to David about his photography as well during the next hour. So stay tuned. This is Josh Shaka.